What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Time to Shine Radio, Move Legend. I'm in the building, and I have my first guest for today, Coach Crump. What's going on?
What's good, family? Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Let's no get problem. Let's get it. Been a long one, right?
Yeah.
Man, so introduce yourself to everybody, Coach.
Well, look, man, I know people can say, hey, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a leader, but, man, I love to go by Coach.
Okay.
So I love to add value to people's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, Coach Crump.
Coach Crump is in the building, y'all. Yeah. And so I told Coach earlier that I met him, on Instagram.
Shout out to IG.
Right? But I saw he was involved with the Black Music Summit. Is that what it was?
The Business Expo.
I'm sorry about that. So, and I saw that he was on there. I went and read your bio and read your link. I was very intrigued. It's for what you're doing for the community. So just give us a little background, Coach, of how you got started and like where you are today.
So, yeah, entrepreneurship started for me 07.
07.
And I was in education at the time.
Okay.
And one of those things where the principal called you, and I was in Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed to travel, and the principal's like, hey, because you're not Bermudian, right?
Okay.
They're going to remove your job and make sure Bermudians have certain jobs. And at
wow.
that time, like, my lifestyle, my wife, my kids was all based on my income.
Okay.
And the fact that my income can be taken without a bad performance, without a bad report.
It wasn't your fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
That really, I was wired to go to school, get a good job.
Right, same.
All the way up until that point. But mm-hmm. the fact that that happened and then my entire livelihood was compromised because of that, I instantly went into, okay, I got to find a way to make my own money.
Okay.
And that started with basketball training because I was playing pro ball at the time. So summer breaks, you know, school breaks, weekends,
mm-hmm.
anytime I wasn't playing, I was training.
Okay.
And then that led to do an event, which
okay.
would be like a camp, and do a weekend experience, which would be like a tournament or something.
Okay.
Which led to my own training academy. And mm-hmm. just one thing led to another. And then once you've experienced making money from an idea in your mind.
Talk about it.
I have unlimited ideas. So
hey, visionaries.
Yeah. So
I love it.
So once that happened, that's kind of led to where I'm at now.
Okay. Wow. So that happened in Bermuda was really like the eye opener for you.
Yeah, that was the mind shift of like getting out of my institutionalized social condition.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. So what was the actual transition like? Because, you know, we have so many people that are scared, like I was saying, to jump off the porch and follow their dreams because it's like, oh, like you had a family. Like, I can't even imagine what that was like. People depending on you
yeah.
as the king of the household and then like having these ideas and want to shift. So talk about that a little bit. How was that transition period for you?
Yeah, I always tell people, man, be practical when you have responsibilities. Like,
mm-hmm.
I had to pay certain bills.
Okay, right.
So ultimately, it was like, first of all, I got to do whatever I got to do to pay these bills. So I was getting a job and getting a hustle.
Okay.
But over time, the numbers tell, you know your numbers.
Right.
It's always what I say to any client is know your numbers. And the numbers told me, okay, it's time to double down.
Mm.
It's time to stack away. It's time to transition and go full time.
Okay.
It wasn't a real huge emotional decision
mm-hmm.
or, you know, pie out of the sky or an epiphany moment. It was just, I looked at my situation,
mm-hmm.
I looked at my responsibilities, and mm-hmm. I looked at my cash flow.
Okay.
And as my entrepreneur endeavors generated more cash,
okay.
I'm like, okay, if I spent more time doing this instead of being at my day job, I can grow the cash more.
Ooh.
So it was very practical.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like really did it strategically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like my advice to adults with multiple people depending on you
yeah.
and multiple monthly recurring expenses,
mm-hmm.
like you got to take care of your bills.
You have to. That's what I was saying.
And then you got to make sure that you can put yourself in a position where do I have the mental fortitude?
Mm.
Do I have the mental endurance
mm-hmm.
to be like, hey, no matter what comes, I'm going to make this work?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's also a truth you got to ask yourself.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I got you. So, and now with your coaching, so talk about like why is it important first for you to like enhance other people to do better?
Well, because people did it for me.
Okay.
You know, I didn't get here because I had all these great ideas and I knew what I was doing. I got here because I had a idea and I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay.
And when I kept messing up, I asked people who I felt like was in a better position, that knew more information, that already had social proof, and they gave me the game.
Okay.
And so I'm here because of a lot of people who advised me, and I ran the play.
Okay.
And so now I'm in a position where I want to help people do the same.
That's awesome. So you had mentorship, so you want to give it back.
Facts.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And how long has it been now?
I've been coaching for over 10 years, and I've been speaking for over 15.
So is it primarily, like, guys you speak to?
No, I speak to men and women.
Okay.
And I've transitioned from, because, like, now it's, like, not to say this like this, but I'm in a position where I train a lot of six figures and millionaires now.
Okay.
And so when you're at this level, like so many people, like you said, trying to get off the porch, trying to make a couple grand, trying to make five-figure months.
Right.
But a lot of my clients are doing that already. So now what happens is, even with me, I've transitioned to fulfillment.
Okay.
Because I got the wife and the kids and the house on the hill with the picket fence and, and the dog.
Okay.
And the kids are doing well and both of us are making six figures. But it doesn't change the fact that if you're not fulfilled in who you are,
right.
it doesn't solve the problems of your marriage. It doesn't make your kids be the best kids in the world. Like, you still have to deal with life. Life keep life in.
Yeah.
And so
does.
Sometimes in your mind, you think by getting money, it's going to solve a lot of problems. And to be honest, getting money actually creates more challenges.
Yeah, more money, more problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it comes with more responsibility.
That's true. That's true. Especially them taxes.
Yeah. Come on, preacher. Yeah.
No, that's real. So when you're coaching people, so is it like, what kind of people need your coaching? Is it people that kind of just lost with like finances, you know, relationships? Yeah. Like, what is the essence?
Yeah, it's more people who are seasoned adults over the age of 30.
Okay.
Who have a level of accomplishment already.
Okay.
But now being honest with themselves, this is not it.
Okay.
I'm not fulfilled. Like, I got the degree. I got the business. I got the cash. I did what my mama told me. I did what the auntie told me, what the cousin told me, what my friend, I did what everybody said do.
Okay.
And now I'm still sitting here like lonely, broke, busted, and disgusted, confused, and lost.
Come on, preacher.
And it's like, I need somebody to really help me. Like, I need to understand my why. I need to understand why I do what I do. And why does that mean something to me?
Okay.
So that's, and I went through that.
Okay.
So I'm not even speaking on some hyperbole. Like, I went through that myself. Like, man, you play pro ball, you get a college degree, you married your college sweetheart, you get kids, they're healthy and amazing. You travel the world, you get the house, you get the entrepreneurship, you make six figures.
What's the problem?
And it's like, you still gotta live.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, still pain comes, challenges comes, sickness, death. We just went to a funeral last week. Like life doesn't stop life. So that's then you gotta realize, I gotta stop chasing stuff. And I gotta really know why I do what I do and why is that important to me.
Okay. So you make them dig deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, probably things that they wouldn't do on their own.
Nah.
Without your help.
Because you can't see the picture when you're in the frame.
So, hey, I like that.
Yeah, everybody needs coaching because everybody has blind spots, sore spots, and dark spots. And so your coach is somebody who can survey not only you, but your situation.
Ah.
And not be so attached and see it objectively to give you honest feedback that can allow you to make some pivots. It's going to be painful.
Right.
But also necessary.
So how are they receptive to your coaching?
Well, I kind of set the, you know, pretext. Like, I set the context of, like, all adults lie. Right? So, I'm, you know, kids are always scared. Adults always lying.
Right.
And I just, like, what level of liar are you?
So
we can start there.
You know, that's the first question.
Do you dodge the smoke about your credit? Do you never step on a weight scale? Do you act like you got it all together when you don't? Are you crazy in debt and don't even have $1,000 in savings? So let's just be a buck because we're grown adults.
Right.
Tell me where you are. Right. Don't front for me.
Right.
Because I'm good either way.
Right.
I work with you or not. Like, and I think that's important too. Like, I'm not so needy as a coach. Like, I think a lot of people, especially you mentioned Instagram, people are putting on because I need somebody to respond. I don't need another client from Instagram.
Okay, right.
I'm good.
You're good.
Right now without anybody from Instagram. But some people putting on that they arrived, that they're here, that they're okay, and they're stunting on IG and keep it a buck, you actually are like, I need a lot of help.
Okay.
And so for me, because I work with successful people already, like, you know, I already know they need help.
Right.
So I come in and I, because again, I see blind spots, I see sore spots, I see dark spots. Mm-hmm. I look objectively at your entire situation and I make it aware of, hey, is this a pain point? Mm. And their response will let me know what level of liar they are.
Okay.
Are they big on masking and stuff? No, I'm good, bro. You know, I got to do what I got to do. I'm like, oh, all right. Cool, you're not ready for me then.
Right. You know, off rip.
Yeah. Like. We're not going to go past that point.
Right. Oh, man. So with that, how is the woman responsive to your coaching?
So with women, it just, I be very mindful of if they're married or not, because the reality is, there's a natural attraction half the time. So I have to make sure I set healthy boundaries.
Okay.
And then I also see, like, is it necessary for me to refer them or partner with my wife in that regard?
Okay. You had to do that?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, let's keep it real.
Right.
Like, this is what I love about working with adults. Mm-hmm. We don't have to play games.
Right. You can keep it real.
Yeah. Like, you know, again, I don't like to operate in that space of pretending.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, we're adults. It is what it is.
Right.
And so for me, I just make sure they're a healthy space as a woman.
Okay.
Not just with, you know, being honest, but are they desperate? Because when you're desperate, you're dangerous.
Right.
When it comes to finances, when it comes to relationships. But if they're like, no, I'm being honest. This is where I'm at. This is what I'm dealing with. And I know I need help. Mm-hmm. And I just need to get from A to B. And we keep the energy on that. And we just keep it moving.
I love that.
Yeah. But again, people let me know, like, are they really there?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because by their responses.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. You can tell. I mean, you've been doing it so long. You know at
exactly.
this point.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can see. So, like, when you have to do that with a woman, like, does your wife, like, has an issue with that?
No, because I keep it above.
Okay.
Right. I don't try to put, like, you know, that I'm not. And I hate to say this because... Well, no, I'm just going to say it. Like,
right.
Me and women have a natural attraction. Like, it's not something that I have to work or force.
Right.
They like it to see a strong, alpha, present male who's taking care of his wife and kids, who's holding it down. It ain't even on the always the physical attraction. They just like the way I show up as a man.
Okay.
Like, most women, like, respect that.
Okay.
But if you are dealing with some stuff, if you're needing some stuff, if you're hurting in some areas, it could go past respect.
Ah, okay.
So I just look at the response and let me know if it's strictly on no. It's just respect, cool. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times they married, then that's simple because I make sure I communicate with their husband.
Okay, I know that's right. I know.
So like that was said, it's case by case.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
For sure. No, that makes a 1,000%. And going back to what you said, like people don't even have $1,000 in the bank. I just read something that said like 56% of Americans don't have $1,000 in the bank.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Over half.
Over half, yes. Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, stop playing games.
Yeah.
You broke and got bad credit. Like if you can show me otherwise, we don't have to talk about that.
Right, right.
But over half the time, that is what it is before we even talk about anything.
Wow.
You know? And then as an entrepreneur, you always on the re-up.
Okay.
So entrepreneurs are always reinvesting.
Yep.
They always managing cash flow challenges and gaps. So for me, I know what it's like to be an entrepreneur full time when it comes to managing staff. Like I got staff, I got recurring expenses. Mm-hmm. You know, I got clients who pay me this way and pay me that way. So it's like, I understand when you also dealing with a cash flow gap.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
And you know what that looks like.
Yeah.
And other people don't.
Yeah.
You know, from your expertise.
So it's like, yeah, I'm making six figures, but a lot of that's going out.
Right. You know absolutely. I mean? You get a percentage of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you got overhead and stuff. Yeah. Like, that's the life of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And a lot of people don't understand that. So when you're doing this, and so are your clients, like, is it like a 60-day, 90-day type of thing, or is it just like a 2-day?
So that's what me and my wife, well, she's my business partner.
Okay.
When it
makes
comes
sense.
In our game plan coaching program, we're kind of like, we did the cohort 90-day.
Mm-hmm.
And I did 60-day, and I'm kind of going back and forth because people felt like it was a lot for them to manage and cope with.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not a lot of time.
Yeah, so for me, it's like, you know, they felt like it was information overload or like it was very challenging to get what they where they need to move in their life in 60 days. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of looking back at the 60 to 90 day window, like, because I wanted to apply pressure for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I wanted you to get results in 60 days, which makes my program looks more viable.
Exactly.
And so we're looking at that. We have the curriculum.
Okay.
And the curriculum is set, but like the me coaching you through it.
Right.
And getting you through it.
Okay.
I'm learning how people are responding. So, but in between that 60 to 90 days, right now we don't have a cohort that we're taking on.
Okay.
Again, going back to, I want to tweak my program and make sure it's efficient.
Okay.
But what I do have for men and women is the King Conference right here in Atlanta.
Okay.
April 20th.
At the
E-Complex. Yeah.
Is that
the E-Complex?
Okay.
Right in Chamblee, North Atlanta, man. Come through. It's for men and women, all day event. And it kind of helps understand how being and becoming a king and how women support that.
Wow.
So I kind of break down the blueprint of what it takes for a man to feel his full version of himself.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about stage 5 level man of mature masculinity.
Ooh.
But also how women play a huge role in helping that to evolve as well. Because half of my development goes to my wife's credit.
I know that's right.
Because she coached me and I coach her.
Okay. So you go, it's a... What is it called? King what?
The King Conference.
The King Conference. So are the queens allowed to come?
Yes. Well, look. Because one thing I mentor a lot of men, but one thing I learned is that we don't have enough grown conversation with men and women in the room.
In the room. Okay. So it'd be like mostly guys, you know, y'all do your thing. What are you saying, like collectively?
Nah, we're doing it collectively.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what would you want the audience to take away from that?
A blueprint of how to get to the best version of ourselves.
Love
individually
that.
And collectively.
Because
I think that's what people a lot of struggle with. Everybody's shooting their shot and taking their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my social proof of my life, me and my wife been together for 22 years.
Wow.
My daughter just had her rites of passage. And people love the video that we share about her becoming her full feminine, mature self.
Wow.
And then my son has his rites of passage this summer. And so even in the black American culture, the African diaspora, we don't really have a blueprint, a curriculum of, okay, my child turns 15, 16, they go through a rites of passage. My daughter sat at the feet of 14 women.
Wow.
My daughter got a chance to have her, she washed her parents' feet. She did an amazing dance with her mother, represent the wild of women.
Wow.
So it's like she got a chance to go through these experiences, so she loves what it be to be a crumpler.
Mm-hmm.
Not what is it to be a crumpler,
right.
Which a lot of girls struggle with. So like they try it in another man, they try it in another vice, and that leads to one thing to another. So, you know, we even took my daughter to South Africa just to make sure she had a full experience.
That's awesome.
It's called the Intungen experience. So we included South Africa, Bermuda, and America, black African culture.
Okay.
And so that she really know who she is.
Right, that's amazing. So your kids are mixed with what?
I'm mixing black and white. My wife is black.
Okay. Wow. So to take them to see the heritage and the culture and things, like what was her reaction to that?
Oh, man, she loved it. She was on the high.
Okay. You know, I would have been too. Like my dad is awesome.
Yeah. But again, I'm just trying my best, again, talking about fulfillment, show people instead of talking, like, look. You could check out the video of her rites of passage. We're gonna videotape my sons.
Okay.
We're gonna take him to Bermuda.
Wow.
And really have some men cover him for a weekend and just show him what it's like to be the mature version of yourself.
Okay.
And so yeah, man, that's part of my mission in life, and that's part of why we created the Boy Man King platform. Is showing everybody's journeys, but at the same time coaching people how they can make pivots.
Because they need that. You know, a lot of people that grew up with like single fathers or just single mothers, just single parent home period, do you feel like there are different, their visions on life are different?
Everybody is.
Okay.
That's the whole purpose of me creating what I'm creating.
Okay.
Because that's the, you know, when you experience other culture, like I've been blessed to experience the Filipino culture, experience the Jewish culture, experience the Indian culture.
Wow.
They may come here and engage what we're doing socially and economically, but when they go back to their home, they do their culture.
Right.
Like when we go back home, we just do us.
That's facts.
And that's whatever we made up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
True.
When I always like telling the story, my Asian brother, he came to orientation. He was a freshman student at Michigan State University. My mentor shares this story all the time.
Okay.
And all of these different kids were sharing why they came to Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're all 18, they're all over America, but he comes from China.
Okay.
So he goes up, he said, my job is to come here and not ruin the dynasty.
Mm.
So he's like, look, you're around American kids, we don't talk like that at 18, so explain to us what the dynasty means when you say that, because we be thinking like basketball championships or something like that. He was like, well, every 1,000 years, the forefathers of my lineage take over another land.
Wow.
So I am in the third century of the fathers, and so I'm now starting to take over America. So you got to think about it, as an 18-year-old, wow, you're coming over here thinking about, I can't ruin the 2,000 years of leadership in my family.
That's something.
Whereas we don't even know our father from 200 years ago.
Right, we don't. Sad, so, but true.
So it's like, again, it's so setting those fundamental pillars of who we are, mm-hmm, as an individual, but also as a collective.
Yeah.
That sets a pre-narrative when you operate in the world as an entrepreneur.
True.
As a leader, mm-hmm, as a family person, because you have a deeper sense of, mm-hmm, why you behave the way you behave.
Wow.
So when my daughter does, she has a deeper sense. I'm like, I'm not going to disrespect my dad's name. Are you crazy?
Right. Okay.
Not because I'm saying don't disrespect my name.
Right. No.
She had her whole experience, mm-hmm, of the pride that it means to her to be, mm-hmm, a crumpler.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's deep.
Yeah.
That's deeper understanding and appreciation too.
Yeah,
you know, dang, that's deep. Wow. 18, he was 18,
the guy was 18 when he, wow, shared that. but again, Jude has a rites of passage at 13 with the bar mitzvah. Our Spanish brothers and sisters, they have the quinceañera for the females at 15. Mm-hmm. It's just that we don't have no formal hand down, this is what your family has sacrificed for, mm-hmm, you to be on the platform that you are on.
Wow.
And this is what we're investing in you to, mm-hmm, take it to the next level, the next 20 years.
Okay.
Because that's part of what we talk about.
Right,
okay.
Sure.
Like, I'm getting you here, but me and my daughter know the she's already got some stock investments,
mm-hmm,
and she just turned 16, she's turned 17 this summer, and she, wow, now, and we do real estate once she goes to college.
Wow.
So she knows.
No,
this is the play that we do financially, like, mm-hmm, faith, family, and finances.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to somebody outside to figure that out.
Right, that's facts. I'm glad y'all laid that foundation. She really appreciate that.
Yeah,
because you didn't have that growing up, right?
No,
right. So, what made you want to instill that in your children?
Because when I was an educator, I was educated for 13 years, mm-hmm, and I ran an all-boys school, mm-hmm, in Bermuda for 4 years,
mm-hmm,
and so we was charged with getting 100% results. For boys who the public school didn't want and the private school didn't want.
Oh, man.
And we were successful.
Wow.
They all graduated. They all got a job. They all got in college.
Okay.
So seeing what I had to do that,
mm-hmm,
created like a custom curriculum.
Ah.
And that, and part of the crown jewel of that was a rites of passage program.
Wow.
And so I kind of just took that portion of that curriculum,
mm-hmm,
and customized it to my daughter.
Okay.
For women.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jada, right?
Jada.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
And her Zulu name, by her Zulu elder from South Africa, is Nandi.
Nandi.
And that means royalty.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. That is so awesome. So, Chris, how can everyone keep in contact with you?
You already know, man, TheKing_coach on IG.
That's right.
Also, CoachCrump.com.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want you to pull up to TheKingConference.com. Join us. We're going to be live in effect all day.
April 20th
at the E-Complex. You want to be there. Men, okay, and women. Grown folks only.
Where they get the tickets?
At thekingconference.com.
Okay, thekingconference.com. We're going to put that on the subtitles. Thekingconference.com. And tickets are on sale now?
Tickets on sale now. $99 for general admission, but it will be sold out. So get your tickets now.
That's it. Any VIP experience?
We do have a VIP limited. I think we have less than 20 left.
Okay, wow. Yeah. I love it. And just real quick, what are they going to expect again from that?
Man, they're going to get a whole blueprint of how to build and become the king that all men need to be, but also helping women to show them how you can help that happen and how we all benefit.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Coach Crump, for coming through today and
dropping these jewels
on these people.
I appreciate you.
One last thing. What advice would you give to anyone striving to become an entrepreneur?
Be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm big on being honest with yourself. and make sure that your mentality is, I'm going to do whatever it takes. You have to face it to fix it.
Mm. Y'all heard that? That man just dropped jewels on y'all. Mm. Dropped the mic. Boop. Yeah. All right, man. Make sure y'all follow him on IG. Go check out the conference. And thank you, Chris, again for coming through.
And thank you for having me.
No doubt. It's your girl, Mu Legends. Time to Shine Radio, and we out.